With WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill signed the New Jersey Kids Code Act. It limits the amount of data that companies can collect from children online and increases privacy default settings. She's also signed a measure to create a social media research center that will work on ways to stop kids from getting addicted to platforms like Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.
New Jersey is putting real protections in place for our kids online and giving parents real backup so they're not fighting this battle alone. Accountability starts now.
Sherrill says the legislation is needed because studies link social media to depression and anxiety. A powerful labor group in Philly that endorsed Republican Stacey Garrity for state treasurer in 2024 is now campaigning against her bid for governor. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slachansky explains the switch.
The Philadelphia Building and Construction Trades Council says Garrity previously promised labor leaders that she would not challenge Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro. The council's business manager, Ryan Boyer, says Garrity broke her word.
We think that Josh Shapiro is a superior governor, and for her to break that promise led me to say that I wouldn't support her if she ran for dog catcher.
Garrity's campaign did not respond to a request for comment, but she has previously called that account blatantly false. Democrats are also criticizing Garrity for accepting an endorsement from a contractors organization that supports right-to-work laws. Garrity has not made right-to-work legislation a central campaign proposal, but has accused Governor Shapiro of being too close to trade unions. Carmen Russell-Slachansky, WHYY News.
Well, some gray skies over Philadelphia on this Tuesday afternoon. Looks like we could see a slim chance for some sprinkles as we make our way through the afternoon, but nothing too serious. Those clouds sticking around until tonight. That's when things do clear out. Overnight, temperatures dropping down into the low 70s. Looking ahead to tomorrow, well, fingers crossed. We thought today would be mostly sunny, but here we are. Wednesday, apparently going to be mostly sunny. Temperatures getting into the upper 80s. It's WHYY.